Water provider Veolia says it's reducing toxic PFAS chemicals from drinking water for more than 100,000 Newcastle County residents. WHYY's Zoe Reed visited Veolia's $35 million treatment plant in Stanton, where the so-called forever chemicals were previously above federal limits.
This building is 200 feet by 88 feet, so this is the size of a regulation hockey rink.
Veolia Regional President Larry Finnicum shows off the recently installed PFAS treatment in Stanton. 21 towering filters can remove forever chemicals from up to 30 million gallons of water a day. Veolia's Stanton plant draws about a third of its water from the Red Clay Creek, which environmental regulators say is contaminated with forever chemicals. PFAS, widely used in consumer products, have been linked to serious health problems.
Today really starts that new chapter of ensuring that we are providing the highest quality water to the communities that we serve. And our customers can rest assured that that will be there for generations to come with this new facility.
Last year, the EPA required water providers to reduce PFAS to almost zero within the next 4 years. The agency wants to roll back some of those restrictions and extend the compliance deadline to 2031. Finnicum says water rates will likely increase to help recover the costs of meeting the regulations. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.